Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And NBA Summer League, it has come to a close, and the Chicago Bulls concluded the Summer League with a perfect 7-0 record, defeating the Minnesota Timberwolves in the championship game. But right now, in our next segment, hey, we're going to shine the spotlight on the Indiana Pacers and the offseason news and notes with the VP of Communications and Television Analyst for the Pacers. That is the great Quinn Buckner, always a Big E favorite. How are you, Quinn?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you very much.
I hope you've had an opportunity to kind of relax and refresh over the summer months.
Well, you know, listen, I'd be telling the story if I said I didn't have one of the best jobs in the world. I get to go, you know, around the country, watch NBA basketball and talk about it. That's a pretty good gig. Hard for me to complain about that.
Absolutely. Talk about living the dream. And I tell you what, before we highlight the moves that the Pacers have made in the offseason, I have to share with our listeners. I mean, Quinn, it seems like every time you're on our program, we open up with recognizing and congratulating you on another amazing accomplishment or accolade. In November, you were inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. And now at your alma mater, Indiana University, you were named to the Board of Trustees and Governor Mike Pence appointed you to the board. Can you just quantify what that means to you personally and professionally? I mean, that's a tremendous honor.
It's humbling. It's all get out. The College Basketball Hall of Fame was something that this was not like one of those things you aspire to do, and neither was being a trustee. But given that my father, who in the late 40s, early 50s, went to IU and played on the football team, and I've had my sister, my brother, and I've got, you know, and then I've got me, and then I've got three out of my four children that have all gone to Indiana University. To be able to have some input and hopefully provide some thoughts as to some of the policies that are at, you know, one of the great institutions on the planet, I can't tell you. You can tell I'm humbled by it. It's mind-boggling. It is very surreal. And I'm tickled to death to be a part of it.
You know, Quinn, what kind of impact do you think you will have in this esteemed position? I mean, you know, what makes an effective board member?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I got to get informed. We haven't had a board meeting, but I've been blessed enough to be on enough on the boards, non-for-profit and as well as for-profit boards, and really just getting an understanding of what the overall policies are. I think, you know, without being too political, Dr. Mike McRobbie, who is our president, has done a terrific job.
Uh-huh.
And I think making Indiana one of the great, not just, again, I'd say not just in the country, one of the great global institutions, educational institutions in the world. And I think being able to make sure you just oversee, I mean, that's basically what it is. It's oversee, nothing operational, just in a broad view, and then looking at how education has evolved and what it will evolve and need to be in the future. It's really what my interest is, because I come from everybody in my family that I grew up with taught, except me, and I'm from a family of six. So education and academics has always been a part of my background. So I'm looking forward to be a part of Indiana as it migrates through these changes that just have to come with the way people are consuming education and everything else. There just have to be some adjustments, and I think I'm happy to be a part of that.
You are listening to The Voice, the VP of Communications and Television Analyst with the Indiana Pacers. That, of course, is the great Quinn Buckner. He is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, this interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. And just one more quick hit. I mean, you played in Indiana from 72 to 76, winning 4 Big Ten titles in 4 seasons. You were the captain of the undefeated 76 national championship team that went undefeated, and Indiana is the last school to accomplish this. Coming from the state of Illinois, I mean, you have come a long way.
That's a mild understatement. I come from a town of 3,000 people. I happen to be all African American, and I'm in an environment where, yeah, you know, like, you know, where we're able as a team to have the kind of success we've had. And again, I have to give a lot of credit to – I give credit to Coach Knapp. I give credit to my mother and father because of who they are and my siblings on what they allowed me to do and become. That's why when we started it off, you said, how am I doing, you know, in terms of, you know, the summer off? And I started thinking about it because I said this to my brother who asked me. Mm-hmm. But they said, Quinn, how are you doing? And this was before the trustee position came about. I said, listen, if you asked me at 10 if I'd be able to do a professional basketball team, be blessed enough to travel with them as they travel and stay where they stay,
wow,
Sent you out of your mind. I've got one of the best. First of all, I got one of 30 jobs in the world. I've been in the NBA since I got out of college. I've been in basketball since I was 5 or 6 years old, all my life. And I'm telling you, I'm way too blessed to be depressed. It's a good deal here.
And all the time you get to spend with the great Larry Bird.
That's been interesting, as watching him grow as a professional in terms of being in the front office, because he was a terrific basketball player, but the front office is a different animal. I mean, it's a business environment in which I think he's very pragmatic, and he's been able to, over the last, I think since he's been here, he's changed the team, added to it, taken from it, and still been able to create a successful team in terms of, you know, being right there for the playoffs, with the exception of when Paul George got hurt. That says a lot about a person and their ability to orchestrate and organize things. And I've watched him. He is infinitely better on he would be great on your show, because he didn't do that very well when he played, but he's much better at it now. And that's all part of the process. So I've enjoyed watching that kind of growth in Larry, knowing what he is as a person and understanding how great a basketball player he is, and then trying to move up to the same level in terms of what he's doing on the front office side.
Oh, there'd always be an open invitation to have the great Larry Bird on our program. So give us the pulse, Quinn, on the Indiana Pacers. I mean, the reviews in the offseason, it has been very positive, and some are saying you guys are definitely going to be contending in the Eastern Conference. Take time to just assess the progress that you guys have made in the offseason.
Well, again, Larry's done a terrific job. Levin and Kevin Pritchard have done a very good job in being able to. It's going to be interesting because we're able to get Jeff Teague. Larry Bird wanted to play faster. And so in order to do that, he made the decision to go with Jeff Teague versus George Hill. George is a terrific defensive player, shooter. His speed of play is a little bit slower, but that's not a knock on him. That's just how he plays. And we knew it when we got him. So I think that's fine. Al Jefferson with the second unit coming from Charlotte. Ought to be, I think, good for the team, because I think it's a little bit different than some people who are defending, given everybody needs a stretch four. You know, somebody's got to guard Al Jefferson, and somebody's going to have to double-team him. Mm-hmm. So you may be able to create some shots there. Thad Young is a nice, long, athletic player for the team, again, wanting to run. That's a little bit more of a runner. And then Aaron Brooks, who I was in the gym today and was talking to Coach Nate McMillan, and Aaron Brooks had come in. So, you know, getting him on the floor, I think, is going to be helpful for the second unit to be able to play. When it has to play up-tempo, Aaron Brooks can do it. And so I think that's a nice addition. Again, Larry has done a really good job in being able to manage a salary cap in this kind of generation and still staying competitive. And that's all you really can do in this business until you get that chance, that one chance, mm-hmm. that you had it all pulled together with a healthy Paul George to get him another player. And with Miles Turner, to get that one chance, and then you go out, and then you go for the whole thing. But I think the Pacers have to be really happy. Paul being healthy, I think, is a huge difference, you know, because mm-hmm. I think we saw from the year before there was no Paul George, and Paul George came back. And if anybody watched the Toronto series, Paul George played the game and made the game look as easy as he had since he's been playing. So I think that's good. Miles Turner has a chance to be a terrific player. So I think there is a lot of good components there, but hey, all of this is on paper. Got to put it down. It's got to play together. So, but Nate McMillan is pleased with it as well. I just had a casual conversation with him, and he's very pleased to be back in the game and with this roster.
Why was Nate McMillan? Why was he the right man for the job?
Well, Kevin Pritchard had worked with Nate when they were in Portland, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. I think once Larry decided to make the change, I think he looked at a guy who's had great experience. He's been not only a coach at Portland and at Seattle. He'd been part of the teams that have been the USA basketball program. So you're talking about a guy who's got a wealth of experience and tickles me. He's kind of an old school guard in a lot of ways. I think for him, this is the right challenge for him at the right time. He's been with this team for the last 3 years, know mm-hmm. the personnel, and I think it's one of those things that it's, in my opinion, it's almost easier to take somebody that you know within the organization, because you're looking for a tweak, a different approach, and clearly Larry was looking for a different approach, and I think they to bring that to the table.
Always a pleasure to visit with the VP of Communications and Television Analyst with the Indiana Pacers. He's one of a kind, one of the best, the great Quinn Buckner. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Quinn, and carving out some time.
Thanks, Larry. You take care.
Hey, stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number 2 of YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're getting ready to talk about the Big 12 Conference.